How many hotos does it take to start a podcast?
Three.
Alejandro,
Joaquin,
and Charlie.
Amid a pandemic, three brown queer men from Los Angeles connected through laughs, tears, and joterias.
Yeah, but that was so last year. A lot has happened since season one. Now we're coming at you bigger, better, y con más orgullo.
You are about to listen to some of our personal experiences as three brown jotos.
Jotángeles, agarren sus bebidas, sus chucherías, y súbanle a volumen porque se va a armar.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Charlie, and welcome to the Three Brown Jotos podcast.
¿Qué hubo, mi gente? This is Joaquin.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Alejandro, and today's episode is Y que gane la más perra. This is the one about sports, and for me personally, I'm super excited about this one.
Same.
Y'all know...
Me too.
Lies, and I would say yes, you are. But y'all know, y'all have called it out. You said it in the first season. I'm very competitive. I love anything competition related, whether it's sports, reality TV, any of it.
Life.
You're competitive about everything.
Everything.
It's like,
yeah, but like.
Oh, you said two words, I'm going to say five.
Yeah.
But my
you
biggest
go on a date? I'm like, nah, fuck you. I'm going to beat you on this.
Yeah, it's all like, oh, it's nice to meet you. No, it's fucking nice to meet you.
Is it nice to meet me?
Wait, okay.
So, yes, this is the one about sports. And so I wanted to talk about, like, your personal experiences in sports, whether in queer sports or attending sporting events. And I'm going to start with you, Charlie, because I know that you have played softball for quite a bit. So tell us a little about your experience in sports.
Well, my experiences with sports started when I was in kinder. So my dad signed me up for t-ball. Yes, I played t-ball. And I played baseball all the way up until eighth grade. And then once I got into high school, I did track, cross country, wrestling. And I did volleyball, but I didn't get chosen for volleyball. But I like sports. Sports has been in my life my whole life. And then as an adult, I play gay softball in a gay league. It's not gay softball. I play softball in a gay league. And I played for about 8 years. And so I really enjoy it. I really enjoyed it. I know it comes with a bad stigma. Like a lot of people talk shit about gay leagues. I really enjoyed it. I feel like you get what you put into it. And so I made really good friends out of it. I think a lot of the stigma comes from like that there's drama, that people sleep around, and it's like, and if they do what, you know? But I really enjoyed it. I played for 8 years. I played for many teams. I played for the Knights. I played for Bandits, Diablos. The last one was from the Honey Badgers.
I
did recruit Alejandro to play softball.
You're a recruiter friend? A softball recruiter
I
too?
I did.
Oh, I like that.
I recruit Alejandro. So, you know, Alejandro's a superstar in volleyball. So I figured maybe he can be good in softball. But yeah, so that's been my experience. I really do enjoy sports. I'm a huge Dodger fan. My wedding was Dodger themed.
Which was an incredible wedding. Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
But I really do enjoy sports. I like going to see the games. I feel like my favorite sports are baseball and basketball. So what about you, Joaquin? I know you're a huge sports
enthusiast.
Yes.
Honestly, one of my favorite things in life is sports and sports apparel. No, I'm kidding. I mean, sports is like interesting. I think, you know, like I really am not like a sports person. Like I like going to games, right? Like I'll go watch a soccer game. I like the ambiente, right? Of like hanging out and stuff. I like watching people that I love enjoy it. And like, to me, it's like, oh, like I love going to concerts and to shows. So like people must love going to like soccer games and baseball games. I actually just went to a Dodger game when Dodger games are always dope. But like my thing with sports, I don't know, I was kind of forced into sports by my dad, because obviously, you know, every Mexican man wants his son to be like, you know, the next Chicharito, the next fucking Cuauhtemoc Blanco, like, you know, Jorge Campos. We wanted me to be Jorge Campos because I was a goalie, and I was like, I don't know about that, sis. But yeah, actually I have a really funny story. Like the first time that I ever, so I played soccer like twice in my life when I was a kid. Shout out to the Tijuana Juniors, because that's a legendary team here in Southern California. And I think the other one was the Vikingos or something like that. And both times we were champions, just so both of you little rats know that I was in a champion-ass team and I was goalie.
Were you a water boy? Oh, goalie.
No, goalie, which is the hardest position, obviously.
Did you like your outfit?
Um,
Your uniform?
Yeah, actually, it was really cute. It combined really well. And my dad and my mom used to get mad because I would be worried about, like, everything being fine and not getting dirty during the game. That was my concern. Not que me metían un pinche gol. But the first time I ever played, I was so mad because I didn't want to do it, and my dad forced me to do it, that I literally, like, stood there que me dejé que me metieran todos los goles.
Which isn't too far from where you are now.
You're so out of control. But yeah, that's all. No, but it was funny because I remember like clearly being so upset at my dad and making eye contact and be like, you better watch me let these goals get made because I'm so pissed I'm here right now. But other than that, you know, no traumas, nothing around that. How about you, Frank? Because I know you're ready. Your competitive ass is ready to share.
For real, he's gonna shut us down right now.
Where's my sporting resume? Excuse me for this.
Oh my god.
No, but listen, okay, well, let me start from this aspect. I think for some of us queer kids, growing up in sports is hard to navigate.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
There is so much machismo. There is so much of this energy of like, you know, tú tienes que hacer esto, like you have to be this sporty boy in the family, right?
And then it turns into competition between the dads.
There's
like
that.
My kid.
There's
and
that,
that.
And,
yeah.
And even like the things that happen on teams, right? Like if you are the only queer one who maybe isn't out, like you having to hide away from others, like it can't be act a certain way in the locker, like just all those things. And so I think although I did play volleyball in high school, like it wasn't the same level of like football or baseball, like those common sports. Volleyball is already seen as a very like effeminate sport.
Yeah.
Normally they're like, oh, you play volleyball, you're gay. Like that's automatically
you're
where
like,
people go.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, yes, I am gay, but not only gay people play the sport of volleyball.
Yeah.
So there's that aspect of it, right? And so I think as I grew up, like when I found queer leagues, sporting leagues that were specifically for queer individuals or queer identified individuals, I really was drawn to it. I started playing as soon as I left high school. I tried to find volleyball leagues that would kind of cater to what I wanted to look for. And I did find a wonderful volleyball league. Shout out to NAGVA and Voila, who were our queer leagues, who are national level. And I played volleyball for over 20 years. I've been able to travel to multiple sports, play on the national level. I was able to coach junior Olympic girls, like these girls who were looking to get scholarships to go into colleges or further their volleyball careers.
What does that mean, junior Olympic? Like it's like they're preparing them for the Olympics, or
so basically it's like club teams,
it's
like
age,
football
no?
club. Yeah,
by age.
Age, by it's first of all it's expensive, it's private.
Okay,
so parents are.
But
paying.
It's associated to the Olympics. Like I guess that's
no.
What I'm trying to find out. Like
it's just called junior Olympics.
It's just called junior Olympics. So like they have
oh,
levels of yeah, like
oh,
of. Okay. Play, right?
Yeah.
So if you're junior Olympic girls, you're competitively playing. You're not just there for Mickey Mouse.
Oh, like you're okay.
You're there to compete. You're there to win. Again, you're there to show off for other recruiters, other volleyball teams, because these
like
essentially
goes to hometown.
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially these girls want to look
it's
for
kinda like a football club, no?
Exactly. Or a soccer club. Well, football,
well,
soccer.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yes. Yes. Exactly like that. And so I have been able to do that. And then, like you said, recently, you know, you brought me on to volleyball. And the only reason that happened was because of the pandemic.
Softball, you
mean? I'm sorry, softball.
Yeah.
Volleyball
so
was
sports, I'm so
volleyball was taken away from me because of the pandemic. And so softball was an outdoor sport that I was like, you know, I kind of feel comfortable doing this. And I asked Charlie about it. And at the very beginning, I asked you, I was like, let's go to a park. Let's throw a ball around. And if I suck, I don't even want to play. I don't want to embarrass you.
I bet that experience of having to play with
well,
her.
You know, not all of us can
intense.
Be superstars. So we kind of needed like to level the playing field. So that's why I brought Alejandro.
Yeah.
On
so
board.
Wait, what does that mean?
No, I was just kidding. He's good.
I know, I was just being a bitch.
Yeah, so I mean, I really wanted to make sure that if I was going to be playing a sport, that I was going to be able to be good enough at it to compete.
But and you brought up a good point, and I think that's why I really do enjoy GLASA, our gay league, because there's a lot of players that are feminine, and they can be you know, athletic. And so I, unfortunately, a lot of these femme guys, they get like a bad rep that they're not good or anything, or they don't hit as hard or they don't feel as hard. And let me tell you, that shit is completely wrong. Some of the best players that I played with are feminine and they can fucking hit the shit out of the ball, can feel the ball. And I think that's why I really do enjoy, GLASA. You even see some guys playing in the fucking tutu and a fucking tiara, and like they're just being themselves, you know. And I really do enjoy that.
Yeah, but I will say, like, unfortunately, sometimes sports come with like a bad rap, like negative experiences. And I kind of wanted to ask you, you know, in your time playing softball, did you ever have bad experiences, and what those were?
You know, honestly, I didn't. I guess I'm lucky. In every team I was in, the camaraderie was good. The you know, we all played well. We all got along well. There was some drama here and there, but nothing to the extent of, like, I've heard some stories. But honestly, I had really positive experience playing in the gay league. I that's why I recommend it to everyone. If you want to get into sports, even if you don't play sports, there's different levels of, like, skills. And I recommend that to everyone, because I made really good friends. I'm still friends with them. But honestly, I never had a bad experience. Have you?
I mean, I never played. I played, like, I tried to play tennis in high school, and it was, like, cool. I liked it, but I'm just not that girl. Like, I'm not, like, I'd rather go find out what I'm going to wear.
But that's a sport in itself.
Oh, yeah, honey. Shopping. Like, shopping is, if we can talk about, like, all the hours that I spend in the middle of the night perfecting my craft.
But I feel like that's valid. Like, sports are not for everyone.
Yeah.
Like,
oh no. Totally.
I would rather for you. I mean, you'd rather go watch than compete.
Yeah. Like my experience. No. I mean, I think I'm competitive in different ways, right? And I think once I get into it, like I'm into. Also, like a lot of the people around me, they're like you're not into shit, but like I'm just naturally like good at it, I guess, if we will, like, without trying to sound on my own. No, not even, but, like I'll play basketball with my friend, and I'm not into that shit, and then I'll end up, like, beating them or something, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, the video games, también, like, I'll just, like, do that. But also, okay, so video games, right? Like, that's kind of taking a spin on it, like, right? Like, I think that's, I'm not gamers. A video game person, gamers, but people make money off of that. Would y'all consider that, like, is that like a sport? Is that like a
well let me answer your question. There are now universities who have gaming teams as part of like their scholastic teams.
Oh, yeah. So cool. You can nephew just told me about that.
Yeah, so you can go to a school.
And all the gamers that listen to us.
And yeah. I'm assuming it's more so like the schools that really do technology, like the MIT. Really advanced, but I'm sure. But still, I would consider it a sport. All right, so another aspect that I really enjoy about playing sports, especially in leagues, is the ability to travel. I know that volleyball has taken me to Boston, Minnesota, Dallas, Seattle soon. I have a softball tournament happening in Seattle in less than a month. And so that's one of the things that I personally really enjoyed about softball. I mean, about volleyball and softball, actually. But maybe you can tell us about some of the locations you've been to, Charlie, and what you've enjoyed out of those places.
Yeah, I think my favorite experience was going to the World Series in 2009, I want to say. And it was with the Knights. And so it was a softball World Series, and it was in Milwaukee. And it's just really cool because you see all these guys from different states, and you just connect with them on a different level for the passion of the sport. And that's been I really enjoy that. Like you say, you travel to different states for tournaments, and even local. Even if you go to like San Francisco or Palm Springs, San Diego, like you meet a whole bunch of different people. And I really enjoy that.
Wait. Well, can I be the friend that travels with y'all and just goes on the trips with Madre? Or like...
You can be the water.
First, no. I'm not carrying anyone's shit. I'm not carrying anyone's water. Like that's not what this conversation is about. I just want to go for the fun times, you know? Cause y'all be I went to your tournament?
Yes.
Was that the first time you played?
A year ago.
That was a year coming up before the July. Yeah.
No.
So a year ago around this time.
That was my last game.
That was our last tournament together. And that was the first time you went to go see us play together out on Huntington Beach.
That was so much fun. It was really cool. I do think that, you know, obviously like I like talk about my experience and stuff, but I do think that I love seeing what having a specific space, right, like having a queer league or a gay league does for like your passion around sports. So I think that's really cool, and I think that's really dope that people hear that there's those options out there. So I think that's really cool. Like, so I love that whole camaraderie thing and the community building, right? Y'all know I love community building.
I just love being in a team.
I just hated being fucking a teenager. teenager and like a kid and having to play soccer, like wake up to go to practice. Like, no, I just wanted to like listen to Mariah Carey and cry.
No, no, but I think being in a team and working hard. One sport I forgot to mention that I was in, I did cheer my freshman year in college. And a lot of people do not consider cheer a sport. Let me tell you, that shit is not easy.
It's intense.
First of all, the way that we having them, wait, friend, did you throw you up in there?
No.
Like, oh, okay.
I was not a flyer. But no, it's hard. Like,
she was the bass.
I mostly did it for the dancing. I didn't really like the cheering part. It was mostly for the halftime.
Can you teach us a cheer?
I don't remember any of them. But it's not easy. A lot of people think it's easy. A lot of people don't consider it a sport. But actually, cheer has the most injuries in sports. And because it's intense.
Oh, yeah. Vuelan como que si...
Like, tortillas.
Están buscando la Rosa de Guadalupe and shit. Like,
yeah. But it was cool. And there's a gay cheer.
Do you still have the uniform?
Yes, bitch, but it doesn't fit.
I was very strategic with that question, okay? Like,
I still do have it.
She made pillowcases out of it.
No, I still have it. I have my Notre Dame cheer outfit, so I do.
No, I mean, I will tell you this. I do love watching sports. Like I said, like, first of all, like,
but you like watching it because of the men.
Well, duh. I mean, yeah.
All those butts.
Them legs and butts, like, duh. Hello, who doesn't? But I mean, sure, there's people that don't do that for that. But I was trying to, like, when I was a kid, like, I was like, bitch, like, as soon as I got roller skates, I thought I was fucking Christy Yamaguchi, okay?
Me too.
I love, like, watching ice skating. Gymnastics was my shit.
I love it.
You didn't watch it? Like, I like the Olympics. Like, I like seeing all that. But it was mostly because I'm like, oh, that bitch is about to do a routine.
Right.
Like, so, you know, like, but bitch, I was like in this little, like, in the hood, like, being like,
you're like this? Fucking
like, I mean, supposedly me doing triple axles and shit. Like, I was like, no, but I mean, yeah, it was cute. But that was it.
I mean, I think that again, the traveling is definitely an aspect that I love. And I really loved having you at that tournament. Oh. Even if it wasn't like you were like,
I know,
you
were
like,
watching, but it was still
What do you mean I was watching?
I think it was just dope to have someone in the stands knowing that you were.
Okay, Joaquin, like, oh, nice touchdown.
You just heard it right now. I have someone who kicked that ball. But I think that's part of the aspect that I also really enjoy about it is, yes, you get to spend a season or a set of time with a set of people building up a team, right?
Yeah.
Wanting to win, wanting to excel. Whether you do or you don't, I feel like it's the mission of getting there. And this team that you introduced me to, these honey badgers right here, they are a shit-talking team. And I appreciate that because it keeps you on your toes, but it's just... Again,
it's like
experience.
A family.
It's
definitely. Okay. I love my honey badgers. Right, Shout out to my honey badgers.
So, Ana Guevara and Fernando Verganzuela, let me ask you this. If there's one sport that you haven't mastered, that you are like, oh, I'm not that good at, Alejandro, even though it's hard as that to admit, what sport would you like say, I want to like perfect that? I want to learn how to do that.
For me, I would love to be a gymnast. I just love, like, watching the Olympics. But also, too, like, why do men have to wear the pants? Can we just wear the leotards?
Oh, my God.
How cute. Could you imagine a little bolita bouncing?
Yeah. But, no, I would love to be a gymnast. I just see the skill and, like, it's pretty cool watching it during the Olympics. What about you, Alex?
I mean, I would have loved to have been a basketball player. Like, I already enjoy playing basketball. But to have been like 6 foot something and played basketball would have been amazing. I my mom's sport, first sport ever, was a high school.
She's a baller?
She's a baller.
So you come from a lineage of sports. Did you
volleyball and basketball. My mom, my dad, soccer. But
okay, I mean.
Running in the sun? No, not for Alejandro.
I'm like, tell me you're Mexican without telling me you're Mexican soccer.
I know.
Yeah.
But totally, like, so I would have said basketball just because it's what my mom loves, and I think I would have been pretty good.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know she was into basketball.
She's a sport. Listen, one of my favorite memories is my mom coming to one of my sporting events and saying, "Mátalos! Mátalos a todos!" Like, my mom was...
Oh, my God. That was my mom. My mom was ready to fight people if they were, like... If anyone's parents... Like, I remember one time, because my brothers played as well, and they were into it. Like, they were, like, totally about that, right? And my brother was a little rough. Like, he was always, like, the big kid when it was, like, a whole bunch of kids, because he was, like, way bigger and, like, just a big kid. So las señoras would be like, ese niño se chingó a mi hijo, like, you know, trying to like fight. And my mom would be ready on the sideline, like, what's up, girl? Like, dude, you just go, and I'm ready to go. So I also like that, right? Like, it's like family bonding time and like very much that. But yeah, and I don't know, I mean, no me preguntaron, pero yo le voy a decir. I think that if I could perfect one sport that I would really want to be good at, would probably football. Just because I feel like it's one very contact
tights,
sport,
done. The tights.
Very
the
much contact sport. Uh-huh. But also, like, the bodies. Like, come on, body goal. Rugby, actually. Never mind rugby.
No, friend. No. Rugby. You would not like rugby.
Why?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually went to a tryout for the queer rugby team, and it was intense. It was way too physical for me. Like,
I didn't mind the physical part. It was just everyone was yelling, and, like, I didn't know what was going on.
I don't think I understand, like, how rugby works still. Like, if it... Like, you know, but obviously, do I know how any of these sports, like, work?
Those outfits, yes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I've definitely said the most that I can say around sports. But thank y'all for sharing. I think I'm going to, like, challenge myself to play a sport with y'all or try or, like, practice one time.
Well, if you want to do tennis, I have a racket.
I mean, ooh, look at her getting all competitive.
I love tennis.
I've
seen you play.
Let's do it. My nephew's in tennis team right now.
Venus Williams. Let's on you because I could do this.
Real also, Serena Williams, your ass right now.
Girl, please.
The only ass whooping that's going to be handed out is coming from me. So
look at her.
All right, let's do it.
I'm down. We're going to have to pick a court. We'll record it for our audience. And then, but if I win, you guys have to take one shot.
Yeah, but you're not going to win.
Didn't I tell you I was naturally good at stuff? Anyways, let's get out of here because now we're getting too competitive and it's getting real. Now I'm acting like y'all.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Sports. Que me gane la más perra.
Out. Peace out, everyone.
Thanks. Deuces. This has been another episode of the Three Brown Hotels podcast. As always, we want to thank all of our listeners and supporters. Thank you. Please make sure to follow us at www.3brownhotos.com. Hasta la próxima.